Hi world, thank you for tuning in to I Pray This Is Not the Last Time. I'm Marquita here with a word of encouragement. And the topic for today is rejecting correction. Why have we in the past and why do we in our present time take redirection or correction as someone trying to be ugly to us, someone not caring for us, someone picking with us? Don't get me wrong. There are people who are out there to prey on you each and every day, to watch your mess ups and how much they correct you because they want to destroy the greatness in you. That person who's attacking you or that person who's after you in a negative way of correction is out to destroy you. But you have to know the difference between someone coming from a destructive place of correction and a loving place of correction. Children and adults do it all the time. They reject the correction of people because they want to live however they want to live. But too many times, parents, people in our community, whether it's at the school, the church, the grocery store, that see greatness in us, can also see some of the negative things that are being birthed in us that they went through themselves as children. And their desire in correcting you is out of love, genuine love, giving you a hand up so we don't have to face the same things that they may have faced in the past. And I said, adults and children, we've been there. They're always on my case. They're always after me. You have to know the difference. There's correction out of love and correction out of destruction. Know the people. Try the spirit by the spirit. Know the difference between people who really love you and people who don't. And if you're having a hard time for that in your prayer time, say, God, please give me the spirit of discernment so I know the difference when someone is correcting me out of love and someone is correcting me out of destruction. They want to destroy me because everybody is not out to push you down and knock you down. There are a lot of people coming out of love and their correction. And that's why it's important that we get to know people, and most importantly, know that God knows everybody and nothing can be hidden. And that's where that prayer about discernment comes in. And because God loves us, God corrects us. In the book of Proverbs, the word of God says this. The word of God says, my son, despise not the chastising of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delight. So that shows us right there that even God corrects us. But that's the love. That's the love and correction. God does not want to destroy us. God wants sin to be destroyed. He wants sin in us to be destroyed, not us. Because see, when God made us, before he placed us into our mother's womb, God placed greatness in us. And I say that over and over because it's true. But so many times we have allowed the people of this world to tell us differently. But as I say over and over, if God didn't say it, it's a lie. And everything that God says, and even when God sends a word through someone else, you can back it up with the word of God. So I encourage you, as you go forth today and you being corrected by someone, know the spirit by the spirit. Ask God for discernment. Be open-minded to receive that correction for love and rebuke that correction from destruction. Thank you for tuning in to I Pray This Is Not the Last Time. I pray something was said that can be a help to you or to someone you know. I would also like to say thank you to my subscribers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you would like to be a subscriber of I Pray This Is Not the Last Time, be sure to select that subscribe button and you may bless I Pray This Is Not the Last Time with whatever your heart desires. Either way, the word will continue to live on. Thank God. Now, before you go, I would also like to cover you in prayer. Gracious and eternal God, we thank you, thank you, thank you for correction, correction from love, Lord God. We thank you for the spirit of discernment. Lord, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. For your words say, wisdom is better than riches, Lord God. And we need wisdom in every aspect of our life, Lord. So we ask in that you continue to lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, that we may know the difference between when someone is trying to correct us from love and when someone is trying to destroy the greatness that you have put in us, Lord God. May that light that is you, that is within us, shine so bright for all the world to see, Lord. And we continue to keep our hearts, our minds, and our souls stayed on you. Because, God, you have a great plan for us. And it's not to harm us, Lord. It's not to hurt us, Lord God, but to give us a plan and a future. You have a perfect plan, and we thank you, Lord, for Jeremiah 29:11. May we go forth today understanding the difference of correction and accepting that hand up that you have sent through your men and women of God. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, Father, amen.